From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The Missouri Supreme Court is about to get a new Chief Justice. Mary Russell's two-year term ends next week, and she'll be succeeded by fellow Supreme Court Judge Patricia Breckinridge. Russell's tenure coincided with the resumption of executions in Missouri, which have been on record pace as 16 convicted killers have been put to death since November of 2013. Russell says the increase is due to several factors.
There's been a backlog of people with the death penalty, with appeals pending in the federal courts. And some of those appeals were pending and stayed because of a controversy over the method of execution, the drug that was to be used.
Executions had also been suspended due to difficulty obtaining enough doses of the execution drug, but they resumed after the state began using phenobarbital, which can be compounded at local pharmacies. Russell also says the high court is obligated to issue an execution order whenever the state attorney general asks for one. A group of St. Louis area schools are pledging to help two failing districts get back on track. The agreement announced by Governor Jay Nixon yesterday will mean 22 schools that accepted students transferring from the Normandy and Riverview Garden schools will also provide support to help those districts regain accreditation. Help could include anything from reducing tuition to teacher training. The agreement comes as Nixon is considering a bill aimed at reducing the cost of failing schools if students transfer, as well as giving some students the option to switch to virtual or charter schools. A Jasper County judge says three recent appointments to the Joplin Board of Education did not violate state statute. Jasper County Judge Stephen Carlton ruled yesterday that the Jasper County Commissioner's three appointments to the school board were legal. He says the commissioners did not exceed their jurisdiction in making the appointments and did violate Missouri's Sunshine Law. Carlton was responding to a petition by three Joplin School District patrons who argued the appointments should be rescinded. Carlton also says he agreed with a determination Monday by Jasper County Judge Joe Hensley, who found it was up to the commissioners to fill the appointments. The Mississippi River is cresting at several spots in Missouri, but it will be several days before the water recedes below flood stage. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi was at or near its high point south of St. Louis. It was nearly 11 feet above flood stage in Cape Girardeau and expected to remain about that level through Thursday before a gradual decline. The Mississippi was also high to the north, forcing closure of a section of Route 79 at Oneida in Pike County. All told, 39 roads are closed due to flooding, mostly in the northern and eastern parts of the state. Towns along U.S. 136 in northern Missouri are putting out the welcome mat this week for about 1,000 bicyclists. The cyclists are participating in the Bike Across Missouri race, known as the Big Bam. It's the first year of the race, which is modeled after a similar event in Iowa. It covers about 300 miles. It began Monday in Rockport in the west and will end Friday in Canton in eastern Missouri. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.